Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 to 7.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Mr. Chairman, the next item is one item that you had asked us to put on here about towing illegally parked vehicles, so I'll turn it over to you.
Yes, sir. We're having problems on vehicles on the beach, parking on the dunes, in the sand, everywhere, being towed out. We don't have to stop it sometime. They're just tearing our dunes up on that beach real bad. And we got parking signs, but we cannot have them towed because we don't have an ordinance, and that's what I'm asking y'all to get on board with me, have ordinance put in place, have y'all to look at it and come back to the board if you don't mind.
How do we have no parking signs up and no ability to enforce it? That's weird. This is Santa Rosa County. You heard David mention this top of the hour news that yesterday Ray Eddington, the vice chair, so he was acting as the chair because Colton wasn't there, says, look, we got to do something about all these people parking all the dunes and destroying them. So he's got to get in there and give us an ordinance, which, you know, okay, fine. But there are details that go along with trying to enforce something that has not previously been enforced.
And I would clarify one thing. We had conversations with the chief deputy about this. And the one thing that he stated was obviously the signage and aligning with an ordinance, but that we needed to go out and procure a towing service. And it needed to be clear on the sign that your vehicle will be towed in accordance with the ordinance, and you can pick up your vehicle at XYZ Towing. They piggyback off of the Florida Highway Patrol when they need a tow, and if we were to start towing vehicles on a regular basis, FHP would not be happy that we're utilizing their wreckers that are in rotation. So we would need to put out for bid to go into contract with a towing service. So
find your own damn tow trucks. That's what FHP would say hypothetically to Santa Rosa County. And also, it's true. You know, you have to have it as part of your sign. Can't just say no parking. It has to say, you know, you're subject to being towed. And if you do get towed, by the way, here's who to call. Oh, on a side note, I also am a big fan of XYZ Towing. I think they do a great... Sorry, I couldn't resist. It's like algebra, man. It's a variable. It doesn't mean anything. Tom Danheiser, the county attorney. What's that, Candy? No, all right, fair enough.
The 62 Mustang. They don't exist.
Yeah, right. Well, there are only a few, and I have one.
There's 64 and a half to 69.
I know
very few things.
But Mr. Chairman, the main action is preparing a draft ordinance to set up a procedure and process. Okay, for the towing of vehicles.
Can you come back Thursday with what we need, or we need?
No, I think we should bring up the next committee meeting. from board review.
I appreciate it.
Don't rush it. Let's do it right. It's all good. Bobby Burkett, County Commissioner for District 1. Ray is District 4. That's Navarre. District 1 is like Pace, basically. I mean, it's more than that, but, you know, if you want to. I always try to teach these regions as much as I can, because I think that the vast majority of people have no idea. And that's fine. I mean, you know, maybe you don't need to know. I still don't myself. I only vaguely know even the city council ones in Pensacola, like which where they are exactly. But county commission's a little more, I mean, it almost doesn't matter because everybody votes for everybody. But, you know, oh, well, I keep doing it.
I'm good with that. But I also want to bring something else. We've been having a lot of complaints about people permanently parking their RVs in the street, county-owned right-of-way. And maintain. I'm an RV owner, and I have no problem. People own RVs, and I believe in property rights, but put your RVs on your property, not on the county property. I think we should, and it's hard for us to enforce anything because we don't have ordinance that says they can't park it there. I think we need to make an ordinance where they have to keep the RVs parked on their property, or like I used to have to do before I had a place big enough to put my RV, take it down to an RV compound and pay the fee to park it there. But let's get them off our county right-of-ways. You know, if you're going to be there a couple of days, that's fine, but permanently leaving them there, we need an ordinance to address that, if y'all shall entertain it.
So we got people parking wrongly at the beach, parking on the dunes, allegedly. You got people parking their RVs all over creation for too long and playing like their cousin Eddie, and you want to make sure that that doesn't keep going on in Santa Rosa County. But, you know, do something about it. Put it on your own private property or else put it in a rental place. So that will also need an ordinance if that's going to come back. So Santa Rosa County, a couple of different ways, looking to crack down a little bit on inappropriate parking. Ask Pensacola how easy that is. 516 on News Radio 92.3, third world politics these days. 516 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We got, obviously, Tropical Storm Bertha continuing to be not much, which is fine by me. We were not hoping for anything else. You know, this morning, Bertha is still moving at 5 miles an hour, just creeping along. Has weakened in intensity, 50 miles an hour, maximum sustained winds. If you stick your head out the window this morning anywhere, you'll feel a breeze. And it's not the stiffest breeze you've ever felt, but it's not nothing either. It's just out there. So what are we looking at? Well, you know, rain. We are still under a tropical storm, just barely under a tropical storm warning in our area, you know, Escambia, Santa Rosa County. It's mostly Alabama that's concerned. And it's not even like all of the area. It's just kind of like the coastal regions. So I wouldn't go boating, you know, not for a little while. But it's going to move over Louisiana, you know, overnight, tonight, into tomorrow. But, you know, it's mostly past us at this point. 517 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, programming note, coming up at 7:30 this morning, when we normally talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves, we'll be talking to him on an extended basis for an hour because we're doing a town hall. So this will be your opportunity to call in with your questions or text in, really is the way everybody does it. Text in your questions at 437-1620, and we'll basically do your questions unless those don't come in a lot or we run out of them, and then I'll do my questions. But the whole goal is to give you a chance to ask your things of Mayor D.C. Reeves, however you want to do it. So anyway, it's going to be an hour this morning, 7:40 to about 8:30 is basically how that's going to run. 518 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you're thinking about your next car, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars, cars that are a couple of years young, a few tens of thousands of miles on them, one owner, maybe two. They specialize in those cars that are, like, not brand new, but they're, well, lots of life left in them, you know? And they're going to warranty them to 10 years or 100,000 miles. We bought a Honda Odyssey from them years ago, and it was a great deal. It was a smoking deal, actually, on a really good car, and we couldn't say no. We weren't looking to buy a car, but we test drove it, and the folks were great, and the price was great, and like, okay, we'll buy it. And then what they did is, it's kind of weird, is they actually followed up with me after I bought the car 6 months later to make sure, hey, is there anything wrong with the car? And I remember Calvin, the sales guy, he called me, and I'm like, what are you calling me for? I already bought a car. you know, like, why are you bothering me, son? Like, foghorn, leghorn's a customer. And, you know, and he's always, and I'm like, no, I just want to make sure everything's fine. Okay, bye. And then a year, like 6 months later, he calls me, and I said, well, okay, fine. One of the physical keys doesn't work, like, for whatever reason. He's like, I'll bring it in, we'll fix it. And in my head, I'm not rude enough to say it out loud, just mean enough to think it in my head, is I said, you know, well, sure, I bet you will do it for $150. And I translated that to, well, how much will that cost? He said, no, on us. So a year after I bought the car from them, they replaced my key on my Honda Odyssey because it just didn't work right. A year later. Like, and they called me to find out there was a problem. Who does that? Well, Frontier does that. It's a great way of doing business. Like, you know, you're doing to others kind of business. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Some things can steal your sunshine. Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft.
Oh, no.
That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Save up to 30% with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Long live the revolution.
I want it all.
You looked at me as soon as I played that clip, Candy, and, you know, kind of, I don't, long live the revolution. Barbarella!
Oh.
I know, deep cut, right?
Like that box she had in my living room, never leave the house.
Yeah, you have to really dig deep to find that one, but I don't mind. All right, 522 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, I have a thought. That's my way of saying I'm about to upturn somebody's apple cart, and that's fine. I don't mind. I think actually the phrase is overturned, but whatever. Who cares? It is funny, though. I keep saying stop doing math on the radio, and yet I keep doing math on the radio. This is not exact. I mean, this is going to be a math analysis, but you're going to understand that it doesn't really take a lot of math analysis to get the point. Is it safe to eat lettuce in America right now? No, seriously. I mean, I'm asking. I can't hear your response unless you text me. But, is it safe to eat lettuce in America right now? Well, if you ask the news, of which I'm a part, if you ask the news, oh, no, do not eat the lettuce. The lettuce will kill your bunghole. You know, right? That's right. That's terrible for you. Yeah, I think that's exactly what David Muir said the other night. Don't eat the lettuce. Certainly don't go to Taco Bell and eat the lettuce. Oh, my God, you're going to die. It's terrible. All right. This is how we do. I mean, I try not to, but this is how my people do in the news is be afraid of the lettuce. Be very, very afraid. It's going to make you very, very sick. Okay. How many cases are there of the, what is cyclosporine? I don't care how to say it. How many cases? Well, the number changes by the day, but yesterday when I went to the CDC, they said 1,644. Wow. 1,644. Over a month. Okay? That's people who have gotten sick in the last 30 days. Here? No. Hold on, Candy. You're asking too many good questions. Okay? 94 have been hospitalized. How many have died? That's a goose egg, Goose. That's zero. Nobody. Okay? So, you want to know what? Is it safe to go to the restaurant and order a salad in Pensacola? Well, how many cases in Pensacola or Florida or the Southeast, as in below the Mason-Dixon line? None. Zero. Candy, you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, it's like you're trying to force me to eat salad. I don't want to do it.
But what's the picture? What's the picture everybody has? If you go to a restaurant, by all means, in fact, probably don't even go to restaurants. If you do go to a restaurant, don't look at any salad. Don't look at the lettuce. The lettuce is going to kill you. The lettuce is going to come marching down the aisle like the chicken heart in the Bill Cosby sketch, and it's going to kill you in the middle of the night. Okay, there's only 5 states that have had cases. Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, Kentucky, and West Virginia. Okay? Mountain Mama. So 5 states have had cases. That's it. And in those states, are you ready for this? 1,600 total cases in those 5 states. What are the odds, even if you live in the high-risk zone, that you're going to get it? There's 26 million people in those 5 states. Ohio has 12 million. Michigan has 10 million. Michigan is the hottest of the hot zones. Indiana has 7 million. Kentucky has 5 million. And West Virginia, still a state, at 2 million people. Okay? So 26 million people. And in the last month, out of 26 million people, sorry, did I say that already? 26 million. There's been 1,600 cases. So what are the odds? Well, I don't know how to do math like that. It's 1 in 16,000. So, if 16,000 people eat food in these 5 states over the last month, which I'm assuming all of them have been eating, one got sick. So for every one who got sick, 15,999 did not. In the hot zone. In the last month. Out of the entire United States, the number is 1 in 203,000. And again, in Florida, it's 0. In Alabama, Georgia, it's 0. So, now, look, I'm not as dumb as some people might imagine. I understand that people might get ill and not report it. Okay. I also understand that maybe some people didn't eat lettuce all month, so they don't really count, right? It's the risk of if you eat lettuce. But just from the numbers, would it be prudent or safe or smart to take a road trip to Michigan and go to a Taco Bell and order a big bowl of lettuce? Yes! It's safe to eat lettuce in America, even in Michigan, even at Taco Bell, right now. But how does, you know, emotion work? Oh, I don't want to eat lettuce. I don't know if I should. I don't even know if I should even buy lettuce. I'll just wait until this all blows over. Right, it's crazy. And you know why? There's a reason, okay? It's because, number one, yeah, this is going to be condescending, but here goes. People are terrible at math. Really, really bad at math. And as a result of being, even if they're okay at math, I'm a human. I know this. There's even still a part of me that's seen all these stories and is like, well, I don't know. You know, maybe I should get it without lettuce just in case here in Florida. Because that's how humans work. We're irrational beings. But if you know a little math, you're like, oh, this is so stupid. this is not even an issue. And my industry, media, does not help this problem. Why? Because how many times in the news over the last 3 or 4 weeks have you seen this story? And if you repeat an emotionally captivating, scary, especially if it's novel, if it's new, if it's interesting, threat, then all of a sudden, oh, I don't know. You know, I don't know about that. We do it with everything. Here's another way I like to think about this. I know I am beating this horse into the ground, but it needs to get beat into the ground because we never learned this lesson. What if I came on the air and I said, this month in reverse news, which is a feature I used to do when I was working in Phoenix and to make fun of my local news stations that were often terrible on this in Phoenix. This month in reverse news. 25,999,840 people ate lettuce in Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, Kentucky, and West Virginia, and nothing happened. And that's reverse news. You know, like, it's just, I know I did the math wrong. It's 998,000, but 300, whatever. That's the point, okay? So, to my people, stop it. To everybody else, relax. It's fine. 437, just eat the lettuce. It's fine. 437, even in Michigan, even at Taco Bell, it'll really go be fine. 437-1620, 437-1620. Meanwhile, in news that might actually matter, Nicaragua. In Nicaragua, did you know that we have a dictatorship? And not just any old dictatorship, an actual public announced dictatorship. Ortega has now said, you know what? We're just not having any elections because the opposition might win. That's the nature of it, bro. Like, that's how they work, you know? Sometimes the incumbent, sometimes the people in power, sometimes the people who want to name their wife as co-regent or co-ruler of the nation. That's a real thing. Daniel Ortega named his wife as the co-ruler just in case something happens to him. And now they are a full-fledged family dictatorship. He canceled elections. He's extended, previously he extended his presidential term from 5 to 6 years, made his wife, who was at the time vice president, now she's co-president, and it's the Murillo Ortega dictatorship right now. And just as an FYI, because I know not everybody knows, Nicaragua, or as we like to learn from Beavis and Butthead, Nicaragua, is, you know, it goes basically Panama, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, then Honduras. I'm going northwest, okay, Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala. So it's right in the middle of Central America. And in our hemisphere, I think we should care about dictatorships not existing as much as we possibly can.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Heavy U.S. strikes inside Iran, marking the 11th straight night of attacks.
This time, the target list expanding. Reports indicate deeper strikes into Iranian territory as the United States works to secure the Strait of Hormuz. The strait remains largely at a standstill, with just 3 commercial vessels passing through on Tuesday, according to Kepler Shipping data.
Fox's Trey Yanks in Tel Aviv. Secretary of State Marco Rubio speaks after meeting China's foreign minister in the Philippines, saying,
Iran's in a lot of trouble.
The secretary adding, nothing China has done has changed the trajectory of the conflict with Iran. A theme from Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs.
Let's make this the year that we turn Arizona red again.
He captures the Republican primary, will challenge Democratic incumbent Governor Katie Hobbs in November. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. A little bit of a rainy day. We've got some rain across the area. It is 80 degrees right now. We'll get a look at our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's up in just a few minutes. Deputies are looking for some suspects in a string of armed robberies that happened at the Tradewind Food Mart on Patricia Drive. The robberies happened last Friday and Sunday, with several suspects armed with handguns fleeing towards a nearby apartment complex. Following one of those incidents, the sheriff's office has released photos of the suspects and is asking anybody with information to call or contact Crime Stoppers. Now, the town of Jay has now suspended operations manager April Watson with pay following an arrest earlier this week. Charging documents show that Watson, who's a registered sex offender, failed to report a temporary stay at an East Milton RV park earlier this year. Watson was in line to become Jay's next town manager before the promotion was tabled after her sex offender status became public. The town says it is still gathering facts before deciding how to move forward. Well, a construction project at the University of West Florida has now turned into an archaeological discovery. Researchers say they've found Native American pottery and stone tools that could date back as far as 600 AD. The site was meant to become a retention pond. It's now being carefully excavated before the construction resumes. Archaeologists say finding artifacts from multiple time periods at one site is quite rare. The dig continues through August, with surveys expected to run through next spring as UWF continues work on the new Darrell Gooden Stadium. Al Pensacola's Keela Richardson is coming home for another local concert at the Sanger Theater. That's going to happen on the 25th of July. Richardson finished third, of course, on this season's American Idol. The show is being billed as a hometown celebration of music. Tickets for that are on sale now. Well, it is still pretty early in the 2026 election cycle. Republicans have taken an early lead now, reportedly, over Democrat candidates.
A new statewide poll released today shows Republicans ahead in Florida's top midterm races. Congressman Byron Donalds leads Democrat David Jolly by 5 points. That's in the governor's race. In the U.S. Senate, Ashley Moody holds solid advantages, up 50-42% over Angie Nixon and 50-40% over Alex Vindman. The survey also shows Amendment 3 at 61% support. By the way, that is enough to pass, but backing drops to 45% when voters hear it could create an $11.8 billion local budget shortfall. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. And let's check in with Brooke Richardson, who's got our Channel 3 forecast.
We are under a tropical storm warning as we will still see some rounds of heavy rain followed by periods of cloudy skies and some breezy conditions along the coastline as tropical storm Bertha continues to move to our south. Highs near 90 degrees still today. Overnight, temperatures dropping near 78. Going into Thursday, 30% chance of rain with a high near 90 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. And going into Friday, 20% chance of rain, high near 91. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, it's 80 degrees. We've got mostly cloudy skies, a little bit of rain across the area as well. Our next news at 6, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Pressure from President Trump to shift manufacturing from overseas to the U.S. is hitting margins at TSMC. The president has repeatedly threatened tariffs on companies that don't make their products in America. The Taiwan-based chipmaker has announced $2 billion in investment into U.S. manufacturing since Trump returned to power in 2025. Wistron Corporation shares jumped 9.7% this morning after the Taiwan-based technology service provider announced the opening of its first U.S. facility to build AI servers for NVIDIA. It's D1 AI Smart Facility, a $700 million site in Fort Worth, Texas, currently produces NVIDIA's GB300 Grace Blackwell Ultra Superchips. It will later expand to also produce NVIDIA's Vera Rubin Superchips as well. President Trump said generic drugs imported into the U.S. will face zero tariffs for 2 years from August 1st. The rate will rise to 100% in 2028 before doubling a year later. Futures have dropped this morning. That's Your Money Now.
If you've ever wondered what it feels like to fly inches from another jet, traveling hundreds of miles an hour, now's your chance. Hi, I'm Rear Admiral Kyle Kozad, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. Climb into a full-scale F-18 Super Hornet cockpit and experience the sensation of flying in tight formation with the Blue Angels over Pensacola. The only experience of its kind in the world at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org and report for duty. No flight suit required, just a sense for adventure.
Today, Pensacola Sports will be the guests on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Pensacola Sports' focus has, and always will be, on education, inspiration, and participation in various team, individual, amateur, and professional sports activities. Tune in today at 10:30 as Pensacola Sports will be discussing their upcoming events on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
Is your house your dream home? Or at least is it on the way there? Maybe it's time for a change. Maybe all you really need to turn your house into your dream home is an appliance upgrade. When it's time for an upgrade, then it's time to visit Topps Appliance in Milton. They're locally owned and operated. They have top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, and stoves to dependable washers and dryers. Topps Appliance carries the brands you know and trust, like GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and more. Topps Appliance in Milton. They offer delivery and installation, something you won't get from the big box stores. And they have many items in stock, so you can take your new appliance the very same day. Topps Appliance. Check them out at toppsappliance.net on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street. Turning your house into your dream home. Topps Appliance.
You don't always have time to sit and listen. That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does. Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
1069 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Chip Simmons, our great sheriff in Escambia County, is here with me in studio. Sheriff, welcome back, sir. Good to have you.
Morning.
There we are. Fantastic. Well, let's start with the one that is at least to do with your job, but you did get a little bit of attention because
of it. None of my business. Is
yeah. never worry about stepping outside of your lane. It's okay.
No.
In the mad scramble to get any information or perspective on the low pass from Blue Angel number 3 last week at the Breakfast with the Blues event, somebody asked you for a comment, and as the sheriff, you know, you're not an expert on pilots or flying or any of that, but you had a thought, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, I can give my opinion, right?
Everybody can. It's a free country.
Well, what happened is I was fortunate enough to be there on Wednesday morning, Breakfast with the Blues. And, yes, I saw the low pass, and we're all looking. Wow, that was cool, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we leave, and then I see that night all these national news talking about a terrifying event at Pensacola. I'm like, that's not what happened. So I go to work, and I see all these messages for me to comment about, you know, my thoughts on the dangers of the military flight demonstration team. I'm like, that's crazy. So I said, hey, relax, dude. This is the Blue Angels. This was the coolest thing that our guys have experienced in some time.
Y'all misspelled thank you.
And then I did. I got a lot of comments. Well, what makes you an expert in nothing? Absolutely nothing. You know, but I can get my tape measure out and see how high he was, and I can figure out if he would like me to. But no, I will tell you this though. I did run into an actual flight expert when we talked. I talked to the Medal of Honor recipient, Royce Williams,
yeah,
the last couple of days. So
he did a thing at NAS Pensacola and aviation school, which he started at. Yeah.
Oh, it's a great story. I don't know if you've been talking about it at all, Andrew, but I think that we talk about the Blue Angel Low Pass, and I think we've kind of talked that out.
Yeah, sure.
Right? You know, I've given my opinion. I support the Blue Angels. I certainly support the air shows. Anything beyond that, I think it's just hyperbole.
Well, what do you want to say about Roy?
What people may not know is in the Korean conflict, Korean War, depends what you want to call it. He was up and he and his jet ran into a couple of MiGs, mm-hmm. and he ended up shooting down 4 of them, but he was sworn to secrecy because at the time it was a Cold War. No one wanted to say that we were at war with Russia.
Yeah.
And so for years he kept that secret, and ultimately he landed.
Even from his wife, if I remember correctly.
That's correct. That's right.
I don't know how you do that as a married guy for 28 years. We just don't keep secrets. But, man, that's...
Well, every time she came to talk about something, he says, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you about anything because it might give a secret out. But, no, he landed, and his jet was riddled with 263 bullet holes.
Mm-hmm.
And, he turned 100, I think 101 now,
mm-hmm.
and he becoming the oldest recipient of the Medal of Honor. And talking to him, sharp as a tack, we talked a lot about what he did and what our country is doing now. I was born in Keflavik, Iceland, people know it now, as a military brat, and he's very familiar with the airport there, and the base there. So we had a conversation about that. And it was a great period. I was able to give him make him an honorary deputy.
Oh, nice.
Maybe the second best honor he's ever had received.
10th, 15th, 20th,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Sure enough.
So anyways, we still have heroes living among
yes.
us, and we should give them the respect that they deserve.
Yeah, and somebody had sent me the thing from Divid's Hub, and then NAS Pensacola also posted it, that they had him at their NIFE graduation, Naval Introductory Flight Evaluation, what you think of starter school beginners for aviators, but at their the NIFE graduation ceremony on board NAS Pensacola on the 15th, so that would have been Tuesday, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Wednesday. Anyway, so yeah, fantastic and wonderful to see him with all the people where he started, right, so many years ago. We've actually had a couple of those sort of things to think about recently, like today and yesterday is the anniversary of the moon landing.
Wow.
You know, it's always a which time do you do it, because it's kind of in both yesterday and today. But what people sometimes forget is that
savings time back then.
Well, right.
I'm
no, not that.
Not
Moonlight savings time. Neil Armstrong reported to NAS Pensacola for his introductory, flight training back in 49. And then, we also have today is the birthday of the county, right? The county is 205 today, right?
They didn't invite me to their party.
No. But the county sheriff is also 205. The sheriff's department is 205 today, right?
That is correct. 1821.
So there you go. So how do you feel?
I feel, you know, I feel older.
Okay.
I'm
more mature.
On behalf of the sheriff's office, I feel we feel every year we feel
every creak and groan. I feel every bit of 205. Exactly. All right, very good. We're talking.
You're right. July 21st is the birth date, as the date that Andrew Jackson signed the Escambia County and St. John's County into existence.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know where's the cake. I get it.
I mean, they took away some jurisdiction since then.
Yeah. Secessionists.
It was half the state back then, right?
Yeah. We were here to St. John's County, and they had the rest of the swampy area.
And ever since, you've been just losing territory.
And ever since, we've been in a disagreement over St. John's County, over who was the oldest.
Who was the oldest sheriff, of course.
I know myself and the St. John's County Sheriff, Rob Hardwick, is always talking about which one was first. And since the E goes before S, we're alphabetically, we were the first ones. We're on top of that.
It's better to be alphabetically superior.
It's better to be superior.
You say it. So, I don't know. You want to make an off mic comment to me somehow?
No. I was like, these people are probably thinking, these idiots. What are they doing?
Well, no, they think that about me. You're guilt by association.
Yeah, I was talking about y'all too.
Okay, fair enough. No, that's well earned, deserved. We had over the weekend, there was a beach event going on at the wharf, not the other wharf, our wharf. And there was a shooting that took place. What happened here?
Well, we get a call about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, that there was a shot fired. Depends on who you talk to when we got there, and whether it's one shot or more than one shot. But what we understand when we get there was that people saying, "Well, he shot himself," and then another person said, "Well, he shot himself,"
and then by accident.
To him, by accident. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was not attempted suicide.
That's what I'm saying. Just to clarify.
And when we talk to him, and he's not being cooperative and not giving us what we think is the legitimate story. And so by all accounts, it looks like he may have been handling the gun or mishandling the gun and then accidentally shot himself in the calf. The injury occurred in the calf. So, he's going to be okay. We're still investigating. It's still looking for video. This took place behind the Wharf restaurant that you referred to. And apparently they were charging people $100 to camp behind their leased area of the beach.
Okay.
And their property. That's when it occurred. So okay. We're still looking into it.
Kind of the camping thing is kind of weird because you're generally not supposed to stay overnight, right? In
That's
the
correct.
Parking lot or on the beach. But Blue Angel is kind of a weird event, and people come so early that how do you distinguish between the people who are staying late and the people who are coming early, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can be in, just take the Casino Beach parking lot. I mean, it stays full all day and all night. Certainly during that Blue Angel time period. And then people are going, there's bars are still open until, 2:30 or so. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, how many people are staying for that and getting late start of it, they're going home. And then how many people come early because, you know, we tell people get there early.
Right.
Early.
Which
and
they
so
do
some
now.
People do. They get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, sometimes you get the leaving traffic and the coming traffic all the same way.
Question, because it comes up, it came up particularly this year, but other years as well. I mean, the you guys announced that the lot was closed, the Casino Beach lot was closed at 4:30, very early, as early as I can remember. But looking at the pictures, the video, there's a lot of open space. And so people, this is the question I get is, why does the sheriff steal so much of the space at the Casino Beach parking lot for himself?
I'm not sure if you're messing with me or
not. No, that's the question I get from people. Why is the sheriff taking all these spaces? And I'm like, I don't, but go ahead. I know you want to answer.
I was there Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and the only spaces that we take are the, like, 5 or 6 spaces right in front of our precinct. The other spaces are occupied by fire trucks, EMS. There's large tents. I call them cooling tents. They probably have some fancy name for it. But it's hot out there, and so when people overcome with the heat, they bring them in there, and they treat them. And they do a very good job. But if you look at it, these are all public safety type of operations. And if you don't want them there, I'm not sure where else you could have them where you could actually treat people right away.
Yeah.
So, if there's a question on how many spots the sheriff takes for himself,
I don't have
any spots out there myself. But there are about 5, and they're right up against the building itself.
Well, I will tell you and all your fire trucks and all your ambulances and your flight line and all the stuff that you are personally responsible for.
Put
as a sheriff.
Put your recommendations in writing, and I'll evaluate where to put these fire trucks and EMS crews. And I will tell you, we even had trouble with lifeguards getting a parking space. We had to try
really?
To work and, and find them some spots, and you're supposed to have a spot. I'm assuming that people would understand that a lifeguard needs a parking space, a fire truck needs a parking space,
yep.
a police car needs a parking space.
What was that first part? You would think people would understand.
Yeah. Well, I would hope that people would understand. Okay. But
you've met people,
I'm
though, right?
To listen, if they want to send a recommendation, with a diagram, let me know how to do it. We'll get to work on it.
Speaking of the beach,
something may have escaped our notice. Who knows?
So there was a guy who, I guess, stole his buddy's gray truck and literally drove it like he stole it all along Fort Pickens, running into people, hitting cars left and right, driving around people. Eventually wound up getting caught, I guess, in Gulf Breeze, got across the bridge and got over into Gulf Breeze. Gulf Breeze police made the arrest. But you guys, Santa Rosa, but you guys were involved in this because the beach is ours and,
Yeah, he was at one point he was just driving in the wrong side, trying to get around traffic. And honestly, people do that a lot. There are people that are in a hurry. They think that they're more important than anyone else, and they go around cars. This guy, he did. He stole a car or a truck that was not his, and he didn't have permission to get it. And then he ran around in the medians. He hit not one, not two, but three cars on Pensacola Beach and didn't stop. He left, so he had three hit and runs there. We're trying to get a hold of him, but as you can do, traffic is gridlocked.
Hard for you to maneuver just like it is for him, right?
Some of our guys are on four-wheelers, and some of us are in our cruiser cars, obviously. So we radio ahead and let Gulf Breeze know. The guy gets over the Bob Sykes Bridge, and then the Gulf Breeze Police Department tries to get him. They don't actually pit him, as I understand it, but he does ends up running into a pole, and he's not injured. But apparently he wasn't drunk. He was not arrested for DUI.
Well, you can see him on the video. He got out and ran away like an alert person would,
Yeah.
I mean, it was quick, too. It was like, man, I just ran into this tree. Time to run,
Yeah. And so, he was charged. He will be charged with by the Florida Highway Patrol, three hit and runs in mm-hmm. Pensacola Beach. And then ultimately Gulf Breeze ended up, who works their own crashes. They worked a crash in their jurisdiction. So he's got a lot of charges on him. Now, there was some indication that he might have hit some pedestrians. We spoke to Florida Highway Patrol. They have no indication that he hit any pedestrians up Pensacola Beach. We also spoke to Gulf Breeze Police Department. There's no indication he hit a pedestrian over there either. So it's all this. There was reports of pedestrians hit and one was killed, and that's none of that part.
Goodness. I mean, driving around like that, you could have easily killed people. I mean, it could have easily happened with all the pedestrians and bicyclists around at that time. I mean, it's very, very dangerous
And there was a word that he was on active duty in NAS. He was active duty, but it was at Eglin.
At Eglin, right. So. Burglar at Crabs?
Yeah. Early morning hours, between, 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock on, Sunday night.
Going over into Monday morning?
Individuals, looks like maybe four individuals total
okay.
that are involved. And they cut the power, they broke in, they were able to access the safe at Crabs and stole what I'll describe as an undisclosed amount of money.
Okay.
In today's environment, most people use cards.
Right.
So it's not like you would get the money that you used to be able to get if you were such the bad guy. We ended up we're investigating it. We're looking for leads. We're obviously evaluating video footage.
Yep.
That we came with either our cameras or cameras of some surrounding businesses.
And it's one of the most surveilled parts of the county, Pensacola Beach. I mean, you've got the parking lot. You've got I'm sure the restaurants have their cameras. I mean, it's there's a lot of information to process.
Well, we're pretty sure that they entered from the south side, the beach side.
From the beach side. Okay, gotcha.
So,
I see. Okay.
So we got to kind of go around.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And look and how far they would have traveled with all the equipment that they would have needed.
We had an overnight arrest. I think it was a car stop with the drug and gun charges. 36-year-old Tristan Salter from a week ago.
Yeah, we were actually working a separate case on Smiley Avenue when we noticed him staying near his truck. And when he saw deputies, he panicked, quite frankly, and threw a Stanley Cup over the fence into a neighbor's yard and then started reaching around in obvious panic mode into his truck. So bottom line is we're like, dude, we saw that. We saw what you did.
Yeah.
And so we're investigating it and ended up seizing that Stanley Cup. We also have located a firearm, 104 grams of cocaine, which is quite a bit of cocaine.
Yeah.
500 grams of marijuana and some drug paraphernalia. We put a picture out there. You can see some of the stuff. You see the firearm, 1, 2, 3, 4 bags of cocaine, the little scale, some little plastic bags. So clearly he was in our belief or estimation was trying to sell this sort of thing. So he's charged with trafficking in cocaine. And because obviously he was intending to distribute this.
I am glad we don't have any time to talk about this next story, and I hate to leave it on this, but NorthEscambia.com had a very heartbreaking article about a couple who have daughter who they neglected based on the account, malnourished, kept locked in a room, told not to, you know, eat barely anything. I mean, when she was in the hospital off and on, they would nourish her back to health, and then she'd go back to this environment that was a horrible, neglectful environment based on the allegations. They're both in jail at $200,000, and the only reason I want to mention it is because I know you want to remind people that if you see something or you suspect something, call somebody. We are all mandatory reports, and it is the kids who suffer if you keep your mouth shut.
Yes, anyone over the age of 18 is a mandatory reporter. You can do it anonymously unless you're in certain fields, law enforcement, medical field. And you can just do report it to the abuse hotline, and you can do it anonymously. That's what's so important. I mean, this happened over the course of an extended period of time.
Right.
And when you read it, you just think of the horror that this child has had to endure. And over the last couple of months, if you recall, we've had a couple of these cases.
Yeah.
In fact, one point we arrested an individual that was supposed to be checking on the children.
Right.
And when in our belief was not doing what they were supposed to be doing. So just remember, you can report anonymously, again, unless you're law enforcement or medical field. And you don't, which means you don't have to give your name, right? You can call the abuse hotline and say, I'm aware of this and that happening. And I believe if more people do that, then maybe some of these kids that we find out, maybe these things wouldn't last so long.
I just, when I read these stories, it is so heartbreaking. It is awful to imagine. And
I'm angry.
You're right.
And reading these stories, I'm just like, let this. I shouldn't say. Just go ahead.
I know what you mean. And of course, the most frustrating thing of all is, you know, there are other kids out there that we don't know about.
Right.
That nobody's reported about. That nobody's seen. And unfortunately, horrible things are happening to. And I'm with you. I just get, there's not a lot of things in this world that make me angry, like people who mistreat women and people who mistreat kids. And man, these do. Chip Simmons, our sheriff for Escambia County, as always, sir, thank you so much for the time and what you do to keep us informed and safe. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
Absolutely. 5:56 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, if you're looking for a sweet treat later on today, I mean, they're not open yet, but they will be open in a couple of hours. You can go buy Small Cakes, Cupcake and Creamery, which is a, oh, it's so good. you can pick your wonder here between cupcakes, which are, you know, handcrafted, red velvet, lemon drop, wedding cake, pink vanilla, hot fudge, sundae, birthday cake, whatever flavor you like. And we had some the other day. Oh, yeah. Or you can do ice cream, slow churned, creamy and flavorful ice cream, birthday cake flavor, cookies and cream, blue monster cooler, chocoholic, salted caramel. I love salted caramel. It's my favorite flavor. Anyway, next is Starbucks and the Chick-fil-A on Bayou and 9th, Small Cakes, Cupcake, and Creamery. Wonderful local business. Find them online, smallcakescupcakery.com. I know it's a mouthful, but so is the food. Freshly baked gourmet. Their slogan is, maybe a cupcake will help, which I love that. They do catering. They do weddings. They do gifts. You know, if you love a coworker or your sweetie and you want to get them something sweet, well, you know, go by today and get it or eat it yourself. Get two, tell them you ate one, and then you look like a hero. 5:57, I'm Andrew McKay.
Making a few small changes to how you use energy in your home can make a big difference. Like setting your AC. Every degree you raise it can save you up to 5% on cooling costs. With the FPL Energy Manager, you can easily monitor how much energy you're using, see which appliances use the most, and how it affects your bill. Keep more money in your pocket by making your home more energy efficient. Learn more at fpl.com/ways to save.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
getting you up to date as you head to work. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I grew up in a tough neighborhood. And we used to say you can get further with a kind word and a gun than you can with just a kind word.
Nobody loves a good Al Capone quote like me. Untouchables is such a great movie. 5:59 on News Radio. Brian De Palma, by the way, if you don't remember. You know, Kevin Costner in the early days, right? After he built some, I don't know, baseball field or whatever. And that's right. And then...
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.